Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 90 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. We are at 90 episodes. Wow. We are just 10 away from 100. I can't wait. That's going to be a cool episode, episode number 100. So thanks for staying with me. Thanks for coming along on this journey. Thanks for continuing to download. Thanks for continuing to share and all of those things that that you all do out there. And thanks for being a friend to me. It feels like that, you know, we've established this relationship over the last couple years, and really appreciate you all being here. So thought I'd give you a quick update. We've literally just gotten back from the doctor's office. I'm recording this on Monday afternoon, and this thing will drop on Thursday. And my wife's going through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, as a lot of you know, if you've been listening along the last couple episodes. If you've just jumped in, you can kind of get the story if you want to and go back a couple episodes. But we've been through one round of chemo, and doctor's appointment went very well today. If you listen last week, you know, she was in the hospital for 4 days last week, really sick and really struggling. And sure enough, as the doctor said, if she can kind of get over that last little hump, she should feel better. And boy, these last 4 days, she has felt better than she has probably in about 4 or 5 months. So it's been pretty neat. We've walked around the neighborhood at least one complete circle, which before she couldn't walk, you know, 150, 200 feet to a stop sign. So just her being able to do that without stopping, without pausing, without coughing has been pretty amazing. So this tumor is shrinking, so that's the good news. The next news, I won't call it good or bad, is she goes in for her second round of this intense 5-day in-hospital treatment on Friday. So this thing will come out Thursday, so Friday morning we will be back in the hospital for the next 5 days going through the next round of chemo. So next week I'll let you know kind of how that goes and keep you updated from there. So really a big thank you to all of you for your thoughts and your prayers and your texts and your emails and your Instagram messages and your Twitter messages. Just can't say, you know, thank you enough for reaching out and just being so kind as we navigate our way through this. So just a big thanks to that. I thought this week we would kind of ask a question, and you know, the title says your perfect job description, but I really want want to ask you a question. And I want you to ponder this. You won't have the answer right off the bat. Some of you might. But most of you will want to think about this a little bit this week. But the question is this: if you could write your own job description, what would it be? If you could write your own job description, what would it be? What would it entail? What would the objective be? What would the job functions be? What would the description be? What would the other duties as assigned be? You know, what would your job description be? And when you think about writing your job description, I think what is so intriguing about this question is you can ask it from a variety of different angles or a variety of different areas that show up in your life or that you live in your life, right? So let's just stay on Natalie for a minute and let's think about her job description. We were talking about this a little earlier today, and she said, you know, it's funny you asked that question because right now my one job, my job description is to take care of my body. Like, that's my job description. It's to make sure, and as we just left the oncologist's office, really, he said, you need to gain some weight. So her job this week, as we get ready to go back into chemo, and you all know we love to, you know, eat healthy and all that stuff. And he was like, you need to put some fat on. Like, you need to eat fatty. Like, just the opposite of what you think. So we stopped and got a milkshake. She was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But that's her job. Her job is to take care of her body. And one of those things is making sure she has enough weight on her as she goes through these chemo treatments. Now, she also takes these other supplements and she's doing these other things. But what does that entail from taking care of her body? Certainly, it entails the physical aspect, right? The food. It also entails the mental aspect, right? This whole journey is so mindset driven, right? And it's making sure that she puts her mind in the right frame as she looks to navigate this journey. So that's part of that job description. Take care of my body. It entails the physical, it entails the mental. It might also entail making sure that with this, she's talking to people, right? She's got a group around her. She's got some support. Might be part of the job description. Make sure you've got support. So, you know, that's just kind of an idea of what hers might look like right now. But think about you. What would your, and we can go right to the obvious if you want to. Let's go right to the actual, you know, occupation job description. So some of you, I've got a good friend of mine, he and I were talking back and forth, and you know, he enjoys the job he's in right now. He's thriving in it. He's a you know, top-notch person, a top-notch employee, hard worker, just on and on and on. But he's a little bit, you know, he's kind of in that mode where he's like, he wants something more. And maybe he's not real sure what that is. And so I ask him this question, hey, if you could write your own job description, what would it be? So maybe for you, maybe you're in an actual job right now, an occupation, and you're sort of in this gray area and you're like, okay, what would I do next if I could in my own current job? How would I expand my role? How can I make myself more marketable within the company? How can I enjoy my role a little more by tweaking what I'm doing or how I'm approaching it? What would this look like? And then you can begin to think for yourself, okay, if I had the opportunity and my boss came to me and said, hey, you know, what else would you like to do here? You'll be prepared. Because you'll be able to say, well, you know, it's funny you ask. I was thinking about, you know, if I wrote my own job description, here's what it would be. I would add this responsibility. I would, you know, take on this marketing job. I would take on this marketing role. I would add this financial piece to it because I'm really good at, you know, doing finance books. Or, you know, if you're at a small company, there's a lot of things, right, you could do. If you're at a larger company, maybe it's, you know, it's adding one other layer, but go on and begin to think about that, because especially if you're a little stagnant or even if you're happy, right? Even if you're in a situation where you really enjoy what you're doing, but you know you could do more, or you know you could give more, or you know you can offer more, ask yourself what that might look like and what that might be. For some of you, you own your own business. For some of you, you want to start your own business. For some of you, you want to get out of the job that you've always been in. Great time to ask yourself, okay, if I was going to start my own business, what would that look like for me? What would my job description be for me? And remember, these job descriptions, the best job descriptions are the ones that are fluid. They're not the ones that have all these bullet points and you better stick to the bullet points or you're not successful. No, the best job descriptions and the best job descriptions for you are the ones where you can make them a little pliable, right? You can tweak them a little bit. You can add to them. You can take something away, especially if you're in control of your own time, of your own destiny, of your own business. You get to decide. And that's a lot of fun, right? It's a lot of fun. So think about it from, you know, a business standpoint. Think about it from an occupation standpoint. Think about it from a current role. Think about it from a future role, what you would like to do, what that might look like, and begin to dream a little bit. And I would challenge you to actually put it down on paper. You know, don't just think about it. Actually put it down on paper, or put it down on your phone, or put it on your computer, wherever. You know, if you like to write, write. If you like to type, type. It doesn't matter. But get it out there and look at it, and then massage it a little bit and tweak it a little bit. And say, boy, this would be kind of cool. This is a way I could start dreaming a little bit again about a role that I could have, or about, you know, something that I could morph into as I continue on my journey. It'd be a lot of fun. Now, there are other aspects of your life, too, where you get to write your own job description, right? So if you could write your own job description about how you would be a father, what would that look like? Some of you out there are expecting, like you've got, you know, your spouse is expecting, you're about to have a child here in the next little bit. What do you want that role to look like? Now's the time to ask yourself that question. Now's the time to write that down. What does it look like for you to be a great father? What does that look like? What does your job description be? You know, if somebody from the outside looked in and said, wow, you know, you're a great dad, you're a great mom. And you can say, yeah, you know what? I do this with intention. And it's because I have a job description for myself about how to be a great dad. Great exercise for you to do, right? And your kid will love you for it. They'll appreciate that. Here's one. What about a job description about being a great spouse, about being a great husband, about being a great wife? What does that look like? Boy, if I could write that job description, not for the other person now. Some of you are like, oh yeah, she needs this job. No. This is for you. If she wants to do it or if he wants to do it, great. But this episode is just me and you talking. What would it look like? Some of you just got married. You're newly married. What do you want this to look like in your life? If you could write the job description of being a spouse and being the best spouse you could be, what would it look like? Write those down. Okay? And some of you will write those down and go, man, I don't think I can ever live up to this. It's fluid. You can massage it, right? Make it somewhat realistic because you're the one in the role. But you can also dream a little bit. You can also aspire to be. You know, this is the husband I aspire to be. Maybe not, I'm not quite there yet, but this is what I want this to look like. This is what I want this description to look like. This is what I want this role to look like in my life. You know, what does a job description look like for your health? What does that look like when you think, okay, this is what my health is going to be? What does that description look like? You know, think about those bullet points you could put out there. You know, I work out daily. I eat right. I get up early. I get up late, but I stay up late. You know, I want to be productive. I mean, it can be about anything. But I think if you look at your life right now and you look particularly at areas that you that you're not thriving in, or that you're not, you know, being that best version, or you just feel a little stagnant, then that might be the thing that rises to the top. Or for some of you, like I mentioned earlier, maybe you're completely happy. Maybe you're really content. Maybe you've kind of figured it out, so to speak, of the world you want to be in. What else could you do? What could you add on top of this? So ask yourself this week as you go along, if I could write my own job description, what would it be? And then take some time and actually write it out and see if you're kind of in that, see if you're in that sweet spot of where you are right now, or if you, do you need to shift? Do you need to shift and change the way you're, you know, you're responding and you're being to your spouse? Or do you need to change your current role at your company? Do you need to get out of that occupation because it aligns more with the job description that you want for yourself? This isn't for anybody else. This is just for you. You get to choose. You get to decide. You get to take action on what you want for your life. I can't wait to see you back here next week. Reach out this week if you need me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and I will see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.